Well, first thing I have to say is everyone involved is not doing a good job. The person who interviewed her, all he had to do was ask a couple of questions. Had he had a brain in his head, he would have said, wait, whoa. You got your PhDs from basically the Purbright Institute, the London Institute for Hygiene and Tropical Medicine is the place where Burroughs Wellcome created all of this pharmaceutical war. So she says she's got two PhDs when she has no degree in medicine, and then she gets 2 degrees in virology. First thing I said, she does not speak like a virologist. I'm not a virologist.
No, she speaks like a street hustler.
Totally. And she doesn't speak like a doctor either. And she just got too many common parlance.
Wait, I have to get my condo cleaned.
Oh, yeah. She can't talk and she can't defend herself. And I'm going to just get real base here, but I want to make sure that you people understand what it is they saw, why we posted it, and why it's absolutely important. It's basically showing that the pharmaceutical company, who obviously put her up to this, because let's remember what she just said in her fourth interview with that gentleman, bald-headed guy who interviewed her, who did not do a good interview, who did not vet her, okay? If she wanted to interview with me, the first thing I'd say is, where do you work? Okay, because she would have been fired for doing that stuff from where she worked. There's no way that she could have ever done those studies where she worked. Okay, because where she worked would have been part of the system. She's not independent. She doesn't have her own lab. So basically everything she told you is subject. And I said, there's something extremely wrong with it. Now, I got some good stuff out of it because she did some really peculiar things in putting the lists of what's in each of the different vaccines. But then she clustered it all together and said that there's no biological material. There's no messenger RNA. There's no chimpanzee DNA. There's nothing in there. There's none of these biological things, which we now know, I found out yesterday, there's actually a name for them. These spider-like beings that they're finding, those are specific. Let me give you the exact name. It's called functionalized polyethylene glycol graphene, reduced graphene oxide nanoparticle composites. That's
pretty good for memory.
And they
notes.
And they say that this is they call it clusters. And these clusters look exactly like the spiders that were shown in some recent photographs that were actually microscopic photographs of what they have found as not biological substance, but just some kind of unknown substance. And now we know exactly what it is. It's exactly what I just told you. This is functional graphene. Functional graphene has polymers in it. And what they find is these are some type of almost, it's animated metallic living plastic. And that's the reason, because it's not been known before. Well, hello, who did the research? If you did the research and you pulled out some of this from somebody's blood and you looked at it under a microscope, all you'd have to do is plug in a few words into Google and the modern research, which is not allowed, it's not FDA approved, and neither are the medical procedures involved in functional graphene oxide. But then they don't need it because, in my opinion, I'm going to ask Michael McKibben, our expert on patents, but I'm pretty sure that they could just keep making these little advances without pulling a patent. And so I don't believe there probably is a patent on any of this. And therefore, if no one brings a lawsuit against them, the FDA doesn't even acknowledge they exist because the FDA does no independent research. Let's remember that. Okay. So if the FDA... everyone at the FDA has to be fired, according to me, because if they had seen the stuff on the internet showing these unknown substances and that they're broken down and that they have the very substances that we do find in vaccines, even on the bogus list of what they say they have, and those are just the active ingredients, those aren't the inactive ingredients, everyone at the FDA should be thrown in jail, and everyone at the CDC should be thrown in jail, and the NIH should be thrown in jail, because if I... who am not, but I have degrees. Oh, you want to see my degrees? I'm going to walk in the next room and get one because I got a slew of them and bring them out and show them to you. Why didn't Dr. Waugh do that? Why was she so stubborn? She just had an interview with this gentleman where she said nothing. She didn't give one speck of evidence. She says she's going, she's been told by her lawyer, and this is beautiful because the only thing she actually said were contradictions of herself. She was told by her lawyer she cannot speak to anyone else ever again. She cannot show a single document to anyone ever again. And under no circumstances is she allowed to speak to anyone or have an interview with anyone ever again. And there she is having an interview with the guy again, making it even worse for herself.
Okay, I'm going to frame this in another way. Because when I look at it, I see this as warfare, information warfare. And you had just come out with your research on graphene oxide, which is interesting because you had it on the shelf for a couple of months. You kept looking at new material coming out and you wouldn't publish it because you said, no, there's more material coming out. But finally, it got to be where you had to get your paper out. It was brilliant. And then within 2 days, here comes this Dr. Waugh with some very similar parallels with parallels to your research, but yet she's a wackadoodle. I mean, it was very easy to spot that she went to Perbright. And where does she come from? And she speaks like she lives on the streets. It was just weird. So what I said to Douglas was, I think she's been put on there to give some of the information you gave, but for us to discredit her, because it was so apparent that she's not who she says she is, and that by discrediting her, we would discredit the information she was giving on graphene oxide. You see, this is an information war. And if you hit the target, they have got to cover themselves by a distraction. What do you say of that theory?
Well, that's what we came up with yesterday, you and I, after I had listened to all of her videos that we had. We basically came up with that exact thing. There could only be one reason for this, and that's called perception management. Chaos. This is chaos. She's gone out there to try to discredit the people who are showing that there are graphene oxide self-generating, self-replicating aspects to what have been put in the vaccines. And the people who are pulling them out and showing them to us are freaking everybody out. And so she had to come out to try to discredit that. But then she needed to be discredited. So in the discrediting of the new information that I had just said, as Tyler pointed out, I'd had this sitting waiting for a long time until I got certain amounts of certain evidence that could be demonstrated irrefutable. And so that's what when I got that, that's when we put this out. And so, oh, well, out there in the real world, when the critical mass was reached, the same as I reached, that there's now information out there to prove all of this, they had to have this fake person who's not a doctor. She's and you don't become a PhD in virology independently. That's really silly, because if you're not a doctor, you're not going to understand what they're talking about. Okay, so that's the reason I've studied virology. I've studied this since I became a Waldorf teacher when I started to become a Waldorf teacher in 1974. And then I was involved with the AIDS policy making with the U.S. government. And therefore, I was let in on many, many, many things that people don't know about viruses and what they do know, but they are telling you. So all we can assume is that because Dr. Waugh would not get off of her chair and walk into her room and show us a PhD or take a picture of it at her work, wherever she has it posted, you don't have a PhD and not frame it and put it somewhere, okay? I mean, that's just a fact. I don't know anyone. Now, I know a lot of people who had fake PhDs and framed them and put them in their offices. And I'm so used to fake PhDs that I can smell them a mile away. I had at one point 250 staff, about 25, 35 of them were PhDs, right? One day I decided to check. Half of them were fake. I had to fire them. So there's a lot of people who have fake PhDs. Now I have so many PhDs that I won't even talk about them. And therefore it doesn't matter. Because why? I don't have to defend myself. Does she have to defend herself? Heck yes, she has to defend herself. She just came out with the most earth-shattering, supposed conclusive scientific proof, settled science, that there are no biological substances in any single vaccine given out after testing over 2,000 samples by seven different doctors and people on seven different continents. Okay, does that sound like it's real? they had to have the seven continents. Well, why didn't they have the seven seas also? And why didn't they have the planets also chime in? So it's settled science, and it's proven from seven continents, and there is absolutely 100% zero biological material. Well, that has to be false, because we know that all the stuff that are in the different vaccines, they're different. So when she said she tested all of them, and basically they are using aluminum instead of graphene oxide with all this other combination of bizarre stuff I just named. And it, what does it do? It goes in and it creates substructures, anti-human substructures like tissue in your veins. But it'll also go in and attack your organs and create weird stuff there. We just haven't seen it because nobody's doing any autopsies. But I guarantee you, if they autopsied the ovaries, the testes, the brain, or the heart, and the lung of anybody, they would find all the evidence that these substances are going in there to basically do inhuman, evil, dark damage, which I just realized sucks up light. Graphene oxide sucks up light. Our body is run by biophotons. And so this is evil going in your body, trying to suck up the light that's there, which someone said, I didn't make that up, but when I know that's true. It is true, because graphene oxide sucks up light. It's basically anti-life. It's antibacterial. It kills anything that is living near it. But it sucks up light. Well, guess what? Luciferase, which they're putting in these, on all vaccines, creates a false biophoton light in your body. Uh-huh. That, so now I'm realizing this is a battle of light and darkness in our nerves, in our body. But the DNA lights up. All your DNA lights up with beautiful colors. But you can't see them because they're just below our visual spectrum.
I remember in one of the videos how she said that they checked all the vaccines of all the companies and they were all the same vaccines.
Yes.
Okay. That's either a lie or you have all these different companies colluding in a global conspiracy to kill humans. I mean, you can't have it both ways.
That's why she was so easily debunked, because of that alone.
Right. But the thing is if that were true, then this would be an example of interlocking directorships all working in concert to cull humanity.
Right. And we know that they claim that one's a viral vector, two are messenger RNA. In other words, messenger RNA with chimpanzee DNA mixed in it. In other words, okay, so they all have different formulas. So how could they all be the exact same substance, which is nothing more than an aluminum oxide kill shot, which makes you have mad human disease, like a mad cow disease is spongiform encephalitis. Well, that's what aluminum does. It creates spongiform encephalitis. So no, can't possibly be true. And here's the reason why. Instantaneously, anyone with any logic in their brain would say, then why was AstraZeneca outlawed in 27 nations instantaneously? Because it, among all of them, killed people, a massive amount of people, and they literally banned it from their countries. How could it be the same one? Why didn't that happen in all the countries? There's so, and as I said, everything she said about viruses, except the details of her PowerPoint presentation, lacked integrity. It lacked deep understanding of virology, and it wasn't coherent. And she didn't show us any evidence. Mind you, she showed us no evidence. She showed us the results, supposedly, of her evidence. And so therefore, it was obvious to see that it was a ploy, but we couldn't figure out at first what it was. But eventually we discussed it and said, oh yeah, this has to be simply disinformation for perception management sent out from the pharmaceutical companies. They hired some girl that they were going to fire.
No, she's going to go back to Pakistan or
she's
India.
She's already planned that.
Yeah, right. But look,
she said from the moment she started this, she planned
that. It's very similar. I don't think I should name specific names, but AIMCATS, you know who I'm talking about. All these characters in the internet that had these channels, and then all of a sudden they die in a hospital in Florida or out in California with cancer. They die. They exit the stage because they're no longer useful in the information war. And you have to get rid of the character. And in a movie, how do you get rid of the character? They move away, far away land, or they die.
Exit stage left.
Yes.
They ain't coming back. Right. And she said right in this interview, that she knew from the moment she started this, and she says it's her own independent thing. Don't blame any of these other people she's named, but the other people she's named are already in the news. They're the ones, especially the ones in South America, I recognize their names, who have done amazing research to show that there's some kind of nanorobotic electronics being put in the body that is interacting to magnets, it's interacting to signals, it's interacting to radiation, it's interacting, you can measure it, okay? This is the same group. So I believe that so it's hitting me now, she probably pulled out the names of every obscure person in the world far away from her and says that she's in contact with them. Well, she might have contacted them because she was paid to do this more than likely. Here's what I suggest. She worked in the lab. And by the way, she said her assistant, who really does the technical work, well, she just lost his job too. And wherever they work, of course, they had to fire her the second that she spoke. And they would have fired her anyway because they would have seen that she amassed billions of dollars in research, which wasn't approved by the company that she's working for. She says it's not her equipment. Okay, so then who could that be? This is a person who was getting fired. And they said, here's the PowerPoint we're going to teach you to present. And then we're going to send you back to India. And that's why her parents are coming to visit from India before she goes back there to live permanently, because that's what she just said in the interview. And she said the second that she started this project, she knew she would lose her job. She could never work in the industry again. She would be ruined. She would be called a fraud. And her life was basically over. She'd have to just go live with her mother.
Well, I just see a narrative that is trying to protect Perbright, because we are target on Perbright, not just in this century, but in the last century. And ever since they've been in South Africa running these kinds of things on people there to kill them off with pathogens. And when you look at Perbright, who is Perbright? It's the Pilgrim Society. But let's take it even further. Who's behind the Pilgrim Society is black goo.
Lord Perbright's a Rothschild. Perbright is Rothschild. Black goo is simply a cluster of aspects of things. Now, if you take a bottle of graphene oxide, it's black. If you heat it, it starts to move around, self-organize, and self-replicate. If you put some lipids or some fats or some flaked like aluminum oxide in flakes in there, it will organize it into circuits, because there's a thing called template skeletal structuring, which I just found out again last night. Every day that I look into this, I cannot believe the evil that they were already doing. No one has approved any of it. Okay. So they create a structure like a circuit board, and they say, but let's say that they want to make it one that is a battery. Well, the graphene oxide is going to create it by creating the structure, and then they put in the polymers, and these polymers are plastics that have been made bioelectric, and they can carry electric circuits. They can carry a charge. They can be an antenna, a broadcaster. They can be a transistor. They can be you build literally microchips with this new thing they have.
Where so on the outside of the body, we have this web of the internet and that control, and now they're building something inside us, a structure of web and control.
Correct. And these things that zoom around that look like hydras, those are actually created as part of the functioning of it, because they will travel to wherever. If you put that in your toe, it would travel to wherever the graphene oxide hydrogel was aimed, and it will cluster there. Let's say they aim for your vascular system. Then it's going to go there and it's going to build tissue. And we've given you in one article, and I'm working on another one, to show you that this has been going on since 2010. Since 2008, they started putting graphene oxide with these polymers in them and creating a functionalized graphene oxide that literally are building circuits in your body.
Because by 2008, they knew that the system as a whole would have to collapse. Not just a little housing market or twin towers in New York City. The whole system had to collapse. And we, the human beings out here, we would have to die. And that's what's up.
Yeah. It's aggressive remote control of all things, especially the human body. So what are these things that they're putting in you? Okay, a radio frequency ID, right? You hear everybody say the mark of the beast is going to be on the head or on the hand. and they show the chips. There's a couple countries already, Sweden and a few other countries have already put the chips in people's hands, and they have now cashless society. They wave their hand in front of the reader and they access their, they can pay. It's just like you do with your phone, right? They're not going to, every single science fiction movie shows you what happens. They're going to cut that out and throw it down the toilet, right? No. This is built into your system so it can't be taken out.
Oh,
these are neural net webs built into templated graphene oxide that then dissolves and leaves the template, fills it in with electric. And that's the reason they can't recognize this stuff, because
You've been talking about this forever. Remember that great show with Lionel? I'm sure Lionel follows this because he wants to know where the wet work story goes. And when you were talking about that many years ago, you would talk about this like electrical circuits running through the body. And I couldn't imagine what that would be and how it would get into you. And here we're looking at it, aren't we?
Elon Musk already has it. They are trillions of layers of graphene oxide, functionalized graphene oxide, which are electric, which act as transistors and as interfaces with your bioelectric system coming through your corpus callosum, which merges the left and right hemispheres of your brain. And there is actually a residual ventricle up there that used to be, it had your third eye, which extended and could read warmth, and things were all about warmth. Now it's dead because we've lost warmth. There's no warmth in people's thinking anymore. It's in your heart. You get the warmth of the heart to go to the brain, and you're starting your path of initiation. But anyway, in that little hollow, that's where they're going to put the circuitry. They've already, you can see this. Go look at the pictures. They cut open the top of your head like they used to trepan people to become psychic in the old days. It was very common in religious orders and all kinds of spiritual paths to poke a hole in the top of your head where that, we call it the seventh ventricle is, which really is residual and they say does nothing. But no, it's hollow, but it's waiting for something. It used to be something and it will be something again. So they put it in there, it interfaces and it connects your left and right brain, controls you, because everything you have two eyes and two sides of your brain, left and right, everything, so that you kind of have a choice and you can have perspective and you can that's going to be taken away. They will be able to override your active thinking mind and put you into the collective unconscious through simply going into controlling the right side of your brain, going back into the bicameral mind, back to where we used to be. And you will hear God speaking to you through the right side of your brain. And you will think, you know, because they've already perfected this and they've already learned how to turn off the chromosome that they call the God chromosome. We know that that was already built into the synthetic virus there in Wuhan with crazy bat doctor. I forget whether it's 8 or 28 or something. It's one of the chromosomes. For some reason, when people get shots, they say, I no longer can contact God. I no longer have a spiritual relationship. Why? Because you invited, through the injection, the darkness that's eating the light in you, because we are nothing more than the light of the sun reflected inside of our own temple. And we're trying to become a sun, and our heart can become a sun if you get strong enough that you can emit love, because that's what the sun emits, isn't it? Love, life. And so this is already happening. So the neural networks, they're done, folks. They're beyond neural networks. Oh, no, no, no. These people down in South America who Dr. Waugh said she's connected with have already shown these, and that's the reason I had to look this up. Because again, I see the horrible thing in a conspiracy theory and I go, can that possibly be true? Well, if it is, then there should be pre-templated graphene oxide circuits. I put it in, bingo, more than 25 research projects showing that this is the cutting edge of the technology. And most people don't know about this because all of this has happened in the last 5 years. Graphene oxide has taken over every single aspect of manufacturing, of science, of your body, which then takes over your psychology, takes over everything. And they only allow you to ingest it with one medicine. And it's for children, for constipation. When they have a severe disorder, they have horrible constipation, they give them this drug, and what does it do? It completely messes them up. It gives them full-on acidosis, which is cancer. Well, okay, so graphene oxide in our food is giving us cancer. period, by the results of the only approved medical treatment there is for it. Now, graphene oxide, super paramagnetic graphene oxide, is used, as I've said again and again, in magnetic resonance imaging, and it is severely toxic. They have to go to incredible extremes to get it out of your body. But now here's the good news. All you have to do is take really good natural minerals, fulvic acid, humic acid, take bentonite, take any kind of clay that's edible that gets rid of heavy metals, and this stuff will leave quickly. Otherwise, it lodges wherever it is told to lodge by the lipid coating that's on it. And these polymer lipid coatings, they're basically the greatest invention for medicine that there ever was. That's the reason the pharmaceutical companies don't ask permission. They will ask forgiveness. But by then, so many people will be sick that it's innumerable.
You know, we started out to do 15 minutes on Dr. Waugh, and it's going on to other things, but I'm just going to let it roll. The other thing I want to discuss is, you know, we're looking around and we're seeing these climate issues that just like the droughts and these floods in unusual places and a lot of disruptions. And I'm beginning to wonder, no, I don't think they're geoengineering all this. I don't think they have the capacity for all of that. I think that what we're seeing is a precursor of what Ben Davidson talks about, this cataclysm that's coming our way to the Earth.
Yes, Atlantis supposedly sunk, and we know this by looking at all the megalithic structures on the Earth, which are tuned to their star constellation, which indicates to us as a time capsule that they all, no matter when they were built, the megalithic structures all, by mimicking the star cluster that they are an exact copy of on the Earth, when you spin it back to when that would have been the same cluster in the sky, 10,500 BC, at the last of Atlantis sunk. We are 500 years overdue for the 12,000-year shift. We're in the cycle where the 6,000, the 1,500, the 2,000, the 12,000 all are aligned. And why? Because we went into a fantastic Maunder minimum. Now, the Maunder minimum is going to create earthquakes, fantastic lightning, viruses. This is all known. Go get Ben's books. Ben's books are the best thing. You want to understand, if you want to debunk climate nonsense and carbon nonsense, carbon footprint nonsense, get his books. They absolutely, I used it to teach a high school course recently, and it is the best, and it's proof that all this is connected. So droughts, extreme weathers, hurricanes, a lack of hurricanes, typhoons, every single, because why? The sun determines the temperature of the currents of the ocean. The ocean currents determine all climate. And anyone who tells you otherwise is an idiot. I'm sorry, they're an idiot. Anyone knows this. And they'll tell you that global warming is causing the oceans to heat up, and that if it heats up 1 degree, it'll melt the ice, and then the ice will raise the water. That's so stupid. That means they've taken no courses in science, because that isn't what happens. All the ice could melt and it wouldn't change the level of the oceans. Are they stupid? Okay, so these changes that are happening, at first we were telling you the Maunder minimum is the biggest it's been. No sunspots, no solar flares, no coronal mass ejections, right? The sun becomes more of a planet. And we become more of a star. We become radiant, and there's more geomagnetic emissions through the aurora australis and all these different things. Anyway, but right now our magnetic field is depleting worse than it ever has in history, and exponentially. So by 2040, if it keeps up even at the pace it's going now, and if it's exponential, it won't. It will get faster. Ben says, and I agree, 2040, we're going to have either a massive coronal mass ejection or a gigantic solar flare or a mini nova. And I now know that mini novas are real, and that the proof is there. Ben and his friends have already proven it by simply doing what the scientists said. Well, that can't be true, Ben, because if that was true, you'd simply be able to look back at the nearest stars and see that they too have gone through these cycles. And he did, and they have. So he literally predicted where the other mini novas would have happened. They looked, they're there. Okay, so we have had mini novas. That explains why the Earth has been completely blanched, scorched in some places that were facing the sun when one of these happened. We have all the evidence for that. And we also have all paleomagnetic evidence for the shifting of the poles. We have, but what we're talking about now is a magnetic excursion, but it could turn into a pole change. But I'm saying it's not going to. Sorry, Ben, I disagree with you.
Why? Why do you say it's not?
We won't turn into a geomagnetic pole shift. We will turn into a gigantic magnetic excursion shift. And that's already happening. It's been happening for 100 years.
But wait. Now, when I was living in Florida and I was getting these feelings that I needed to move and it was becoming apparent it would be Michigan, I had a very powerful dream I shared with my friends. It was just so powerful that Michigan would one day have palmetto bushes and palm trees. And I even told you that when we first met about this powerful dream. Mm-hmm. And then when I was listening to Ben's material, he says that Greenland, and you have to wonder, why is Greenland called green? Was it sometime in the past in a place where it was green? But anyway, that Greenland becomes the new equator. So then I quickly, and where I'm frantically looking for a globe so I can see how this would look. And then Michigan is like going to have palm trees and palmetto bushes. But you're saying that that's not, you don't agree with that one?
No. Well, if the pole shifts, yes. Now, I'm not finished with my...
I had to drop in somewhere here.
...proposition here because it's complicated. But let's just say the magnetic excursion is going from the poles down to the tropics in opposite sides of the Earth. That's known. It's tracked. It's tracked every single minute as we speak here. You can see 1,000 presentations of it in different... in different ways on the internet. Okay. Ben loves to show that stuff and it's beautiful. So the magnetic excursion is happening. In other words, the magnetic North Pole, which is not the same as the geomagnetic North Pole, is one thing. The magnetic and are two things. They're magnetic and geo. So the place of the North Pole doesn't shift, but the magnetic North Pole has been shifting for a long time. It used to be over in Greenland, and it moved all the way up to Ellesmere Island, and then it moved over to Siberia, and now it's moving down and is headed towards the western side of India on the ocean. And on the other side of the Earth, the one from the Antarctic is coming up. And if it actually did shift 90 degrees, because this is magnetic excursions happen with a 90-degree change, then Michigan would be just below the tropics and there would be palm trees.
And it's just crazy. But when you look at this, I know folks out here feel this. It is just overwhelming. We have looked at the swamp with you day by day for the last 5 or 6 years, and we have come to the conclusion there is no way of fixing it. There's so much corruption in the world. Nothing that we can do is going to fix it. And then on the other hand, we've got the end of the world coming, overdue for an end of the world. It's like, what is a person supposed to do?
Well, you have faith in the being of the sun. Okay, there's probably only a few people today alive who give the sun the credence that it needs to be given for the fact that all life, everything you see, everything you ever have been physically is all from the sun. And who gives thanks to the sun? Who knows that? Who knows that the sun is female? And who knows who the solar logos is of the sun? Who is that being of the sun who decides whether there's going to be a Maunder minimum on schedule or not? Because these things are not carved in stone. That's kind of funny. They are in the tree rings. They are in beach embankments. And they are kind of carved in stone through paleomagnetism. So anyway, that's a joke for a guy like me. I found that very funny.
Okay, so you're laughing.
I'm laughing deeply inside.
Okay.
So what we have here is the chance for the solar logos to test us. We're being tested. This is Sodom and Gomorrah, in case you hadn't noticed. This is the end of the Western civilization. Why? Because it is culturally bankrupt. It is morally bankrupt.
Can you believe we're living? I mean, we thought we were just going to get in and decode Trump tweets. And where are we? At the end of Western civilization.
Where everything is topsy-turvy, upside down, inside out, and backwards. Because why? Medical industry is there to kill you, to make you ill slowly, charge you lots of money, and then in the end kill you as part of the depopulation agenda. And guess what? If they don't know it, then they're just idiots. And they too, the doctors and the nurses and everyone else who don't know these things are involved in it. They should be whistleblowers. Any doctor in today's world after the fake pandemic that isn't a whistleblower isn't a doctor. And they've never studied virology.
They're a pharmaceutical sales rep.
Correct. That's all they are. Pharmaceutical sales rep who likes to take vacations with the money, to go to where? Conferences. Who puts on the conferences?
They get to wear the white jacket and carry around their little iPad where they're putting all the scores in there for your compliance with the vaccine, you know. Mm-hmm. And all they do is they take your symptoms and they put them on their little board and they go, bing.
And how many,
this is the drug you need.
How many people have we seen who were not doctors, not one day of medical, they become fake doctors, and they are for 20, 30 years, they're known as the best doctor around, and they don't know anything about medicine. That's probably to their advantage, and that's why they were good doctors, because they simply had common sense. Because these doctors have no common sense to allow graphene oxide in your body, functionalized graphene oxide, polymer, nanoparticle composites, any of that, complete evil. Now, are they putting biological materials into the vaccines? Let's go back to Dr. Waugh. Well, of course they are. We've had hundreds of doctors put the vaccine under a scope and see things that were self-animated and actually constructing things, drawing through magnetism, drawing particles together and building things, okay? And we know that they are built into the tissue that clots blood and that has killed so many people. So what doctor would allow that? What doctor who finding that out wouldn't do something about it, stop being a doctor in that in the traditional way, like Dr. Cowan? Perfect example, an anthroposophist, a guy I knew many years ago. He's like the number one spokesperson to say there are no viruses. So, one good thing Dr. Waugh did say. What did they find? They found cell trash. Cell garbage. And what have I told you all along? All they test with the CRISPR is cell garbage. And why is the cell making garbage? Because most of us are sick anyway. And when you are sick with any kind of virus, you're going to create more cell garbage. And what is a viral vector? Cell garbage. What is a spike protein? Cell garbage. What is prion illness? Cell garbage. Not a virus. And so if they're looking at cell garbage and they think it's a virus, well, then they're going to give you a vaccine for every single thing on the face of the earth, and that's what they're doing. And mind you, you can make a messenger RNA delivery system for anything. It's just like graphene oxide. Messenger RNA is now the vaccine kind of equivalent for graphene oxide, in that graphene oxide can do anything. Messenger RNA can do anything. Anything, any illness, literally in a couple of days, literally, and they already have it. They already have messenger RNA for cancer now, okay? And so now messenger RNA is leaping forward without any approval in other fields of application, and no one is questioning it. Unbelievable. The disaster we saw with messenger RNA, and you become a genetically modified organism once you have any of these treatments. And does your doctor explain what is going on in these treatments? I'm not sure they know. Because this field is developing so fast, and the medicines and the treatments and applications are coming so fast and furious, I am certain no one knows the state of the art of graphene oxide and mixing them with polymers and mixing them with these deadly nanoparticles. Well,
this is why we need the collapse of the currency. It's going to be very painful, but it's the petrodollar that fuels all this, because they can spend unlimited amount of money to essentially come up with ways to harm us. And if that doesn't take it out, then a micronova will. So either way, it's not going to go forward.
Yeah, the petrodollar, the big oil, is just like big pharma. It's their own interests. They're total monopolies. They're backed by fake assets so that they can continue to be a monopoly. They're basically an extension of the government, and they have absolute immunity.
I mean, really, black goo and black rock, it's all the same. It just absorbs everything in its field, and all it creates out of it is evil.
We have many times been asked if the being of materialism was going to incarnate as a human being or into something. Well, now that I see the state of the art, or I'm beginning to see the state of the art of graphene oxide and these different evil machinations, I believe that within a few years, they'll be able to create something that can exist in a machine that will, in all intents and purposes, be a man-made mechanical human being. And I don't say this lightly. Now, because why? Because of all the conspiracy theories that, you know, the cyborgs are coming, the robots are going to take over. Well, that's all true, folks. And you ought to watch science fiction because it oftentimes comes true. And the robots have taken over. Right now, whether you know it or not, the robots are in control of most American lives. Why? Because your computer and your phone, anything you turn on that uses electromagnetic energy and you don't know what it is, and no one does know what it is, by the way, it's invisible. It's an invisible force. If you don't know what it is, you certainly don't know what it's been able to create on its own. Now, I've said again and again, there is no independent artificial intelligence. That is correct. There is mechanical intelligence that drives scientists to create these demonic Frankenstein robot, nanorobots that they're putting in your body. Okay? Those people are evil. They need to be tried for crimes against humanity. Will it happen?
We're not going to get that far down the road. It's all coming crashing down.
Just getting ready to say exactly as you said before, it all has to come down. You can't fix the medical industry. It isn't for health. It's for illness. You cannot fix the government. The federal zone, the sovereignty zone of the federal government controls all the states and controls everything. And now they control your blood. And they've given control of the federal government, which controls the state government, over to the United Nations, to the World Health Organization, and its alignment with the CDCP and the NIH. So you don't have anything anymore. Matter of fact, I was just saying to Tyla, we ought to just go ahead and tell people, get ready, learn Russian, because in a few hundred years, the Russian people who've been held back and who actually protected Europe from the invading hordes for hundreds of years will become the cultural influence and will be the cultural leader for a significant period of time in the future.
Well, doesn't Steiner indicate this as well?
Yes, he says it. And he says that the Germanic Anglican age, the age we're in, is basically rotten from the inside out because they didn't get rid of the old Roman form of government, of legal system, of politics, of communication, intelligence. And so we're basically nothing more in America than the Roman reincarnation. And basically we've had Caligula as president, and now we have Nero as president. Rome is burning, folks. The whole thing's falling down. But remember, on the other end, that conflagration is going to burn up the stuff that needs to be burnt up.
The dross. I feel like I need to go stand at the street corner with my sign and go, the end of the world is nigh. Because what I see here is truly the end is here. You get right with your spiritual affairs.
Well, we've crossed the threshold, and so all humanity is looking at their evil now. It has literally come to stand in front of them, the evil thinking, the evil feeling, the evil willing. Think of the evil thinking, feeling, and willing to create these medicines they're putting in people, calling it medicines, telling them it's going to heal them, and lying like Satan himself or some devil spawn. I mean, these are the best liars that there are, and the bigger the lie, the easier it is to convince us, and the more often it's repeated. And as we know, mainstream media has one script. Who writes it? ISIS management, the Brits. And so you're never going to get anything but propaganda from mainstream media. And it's subliminally controlled, too. So they make you believe it, whether you like it or not. So tune out from all of that. Tune in to not graphene oxide. Tune into the carbon in the living world in you and transform your carbon into higher carbon, which makes it into a diamond, a liquid fluid diamond. That's what we're going to be in the future. And the past, yes, there are graphene, which is carbon, now turned into black evil diamonds that are machines with the evil mechanical intelligence.
Oh, tell them about the diamonds inside the earth.
Yeah, they just now discovered, fascinatingly enough, that in between the crust and the core, they've discovered these areas that produce massive amounts of diamonds because they're now discovering, and this is the good thing, all the bad things are going on, but all this great stuff's going on. For instance, there's endless water on the earth. The earth inside the earth creates its own water. It creates more water than we have on the surface of the earth, okay? And it comes up in streams. Why? Because carbon dioxide sinks. So the carbon dioxide, carbon, sinks. It goes deep into the earth until it is forced up again, and it enters this water, and it creates artesian springs, and it makes it bubble, and it makes it rise to the surface through massive rivers of water that they are now discovering because they're drilling down so far. And in that process, what happens to the carbon? Some of the carbon actually turns into, you're not going to believe this, but it's the truth, and now just go look it up. It turns into oil, petroleum. And by the way, all the polymers I mentioned, that's petroleum. The pharmaceutical industry is a Rockefeller industry. Once they controlled energy in mechanical devices, they then controlled the energy in the human body by creating pills that are made out of petroleum. All the fake pills are trying to mimic, in most cases, natural things in nature, like aspirin mimics white pine tree bark, on and on and on. So, you know, Golden Seal is the copy that they use to create antibiotics, so on and so forth. But it's all petroleum. And all these polymers that they're putting in your body, petroleum. And then on the other end, what this carbon is the secret of life. Silica is the secret of inorganic life. Carbon is the secret of organic life. Because it gives up of itself to bond with anything, hydrogen, oxygen, anything. It's just so loving and so giving. And then it will create whatever structures. It's like a seed. Carbon is like a seed. It knows how to aid other substances in creating things. That's why when you burn it up like you're in the fires of hell and you turn carbon or graphite into graphene and graphene into graphene oxide and then graphene oxide through acids and oxidation fire into reduced graphene, and then that creates evil dust. It creates what are called graphene oxide quantum dots. And they're spraying it on us. It's in the food. It's so smart, it's like a seed. It can gather together with other particles of dust that hold the entire schemata for the skeleton for building templates for electronic systems, tissue, organs, you name it. But for sure, the neural nets that will become the interface with the internet. This is already being done, okay? People have already had this put in their head and they can literally use their head to control the internet. Now, just their thoughts. But this has been going on for a long, long time. I was doing this with really advanced machinery 20 years ago, where your brain, if you can control your brain, and you can either go to the left, right, or to the corpus callosum, merging them, in other words, thinking, feeling, and willing, it can be a directive electronic force that can control machines. Now, Rudolf Steiner said this would come in the future when we had machines that could only be controlled by people who had morality. And that's where this is headed. But they're making it so that there isn't the need for morality. People are having these circuits built into their body, and they don't even know what's happening. And the people who did it certainly aren't moral. So we're seeing now the antithesis of what will become the future when we can start to integrate with these fantastic discoveries that are happening every single day. Every day now, there's not a day goes by that I don't look at the news and see a fantastic discovery. If it was connected to the other fields of science, it would change our life. It will not be, because science is superstition. They are false theories. It is a belief system. It has nothing to do with reality, especially spiritual reality. And all they look at is how things die. They look at entropy, and that's why they analyze, they kill it. But what we want is the life sciences. If we knew that we could drill properly with lasers and get water anywhere to create growth in any desert we want, and by the way, there's 1,000 other devices that collect water in the desert, that people are able to live in villages in the desert with these devices that collect water out of desert air, okay? Simply types of condensation that were already demonstrated by Tesla. He has devices that can do this. And so if we go back to the Tesla devices and all of his patents, which are now held by the U.S. government and the Brits and the Pilgrims, and that's why, you know, they took over basically all of our modern science is Tesla inventions, or most of the electronic science, of course. So what we're saying here is this is a horrible time and it is a great time. But if you see the evil for what it is and you push yourself away from it, and but you know what it is and you can help other people get away from it, good, do that. But then you got to develop the other side. You have to take advantage of the fact that we have more access to spiritual knowledge and wisdom than we ever have in human history through the internet. Thank you, Michael McKibben. And thank you, DARPA. But at the same time, we have the evil that it promotes, that it can propagandize so that people have no freedom whatsoever if they're watching their digital devices. It literally subliminally controls you. So we're in an age of dark and light. And so I think the next thing I'm going to study is biophotons and see if there's a way to enhance them. I do know their doctor friend of mine just got these biophoton devices, which supposedly heal everything through light and frequency and basically photonic energy. So don't be discouraged. Look at these things. Learn discernment. Learn what perception management is all about. Know who the enemy is. Identify the enemy. And make sure that you get yourself away from their machinations.